My name is Darsa, and I'm here with
John Fairclough.
And we're going to be talking about his experiences at the bookstore. First, can you give me a little background information about who you are and what you do?
My name is John Fairclough. I'm a fifth year student. I'm an English major because I like to read, and I'm 23 years old.
Okay, so which bookstore did you spend all this time in?
I usually spend my time in Barnes & Noble, the one over on Reservoir by Walmart.
Okay, is it pretty convenient for you to get there?
It is during the summer because there's a lot less traffic, but now it takes me like 15 minutes to get there just from where I live, Hunter's Ridge, which would only take like 5 minutes on a bad day during the summer. But yeah, it's not hard to get to. Just tedious.
Okay, so why do you spend this amount of time in the bookstore rather than like the library or anywhere else?
Well, I like the library, but way too many people go to the library. I like going to the bookstores, you know, sitting in the little Starbucks, getting a coffee, doing some work on their free Wi-Fi, which is also nice. And they have a lot of like books, new books, books I'm interested in, just like new releases or just old stuff in general. And they have music there. They have music at Barnes & Noble.
Oh, cool.
Which I also like.
What kind of music are you into?
I like rock, indie, pop. I'm pretty much like everything. Electronic music. If it's got a good beat, I'll be tapping my toes to it.
Okay. Was it, would the bookstore be like an outlet for you for music?
Would I buy music there?
Or just like...
Or just like try to find new music?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, if I see something I haven't seen before and it looks interesting and it's not too expensive, I'll probably buy it. I still like buying CDs.
Okay.
It's fun.
So what was the main thing you did at the bookstore?
Just picking up books that I like that I don't know if I want to buy yet or not, or just reading them, or just reading them and have no intention on buying them because they don't kick you out of bookstores for reading. Like the other week, I went in there and pretty much read this whole Game of Thrones type book with pictures and stuff going way back. It was pretty cool. I was in there for like an hour, and they didn't say anything. I didn't buy anything.
Okay.
It was fun.
So was it like a really welcoming environment?
Yeah, they're pretty friendly there.
Okay. So what kind of books did you read other than like the Game of Thrones book that you just mentioned? Just in general.
Like I was looking up Norse mythology. They had some books on that. I've always liked mythology, so I thought that was cool. Then looking at fiction, like Kurt Vonnegut, I really like him. Or like the old fables, like the Brothers Grimm stuff. You know that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking that up because I got really into Once Upon a Time, which is about those fairy tales. But yeah, just books like that, depending on the mood. Sometimes
okay.
I look at like graphic novels, like The Walking Dead.
Okay. So compared to other places that offer books, would you say Barnes & Noble has like a wide variety for you there? Is it like easy for you to find what you need?
Oh yeah, they got tons of stuff. Like they're way better than like Books A Million or Borders, if that even exists anymore. But yeah, they've got tons of stuff. And they got funny books too, which I like funny.
Okay, what kind of funny books did you like?
Like, you know the comic strip XKCD or X with the math, the funny questions or whatever? Yeah, he did a book about it, like ridiculous questions, and he does the math to it, and it's hilarious.
Is that a comedian?
Well, he's like a comic writer online.
Okay.
And they're really funny.
I was... Mainly when I'm at the bookstore, I just look at manga books.
I do that sometimes too. You know, Attack on Titan? They got more in the manga than.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'm really into Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Okay. So, did you spend most of your time alone at the bookstore, or did you spend it with a friend, or a little bit of both?
Pretty much a little bit of both. If I go alone, it's just so I can chill and read books and just not be bothered by anyone. But if I go with a friend, it's usually just like kill time before like a movie or something, and we like to go around and try to find books with like one is I have a face as the cover, and
yeah.
We try to find the other half of a face of like a different book that matches that face.
Yeah,
that's really fun. But it's they kind of get mad at that because we're moving around books and just being idiots. But I mean, it's still fun in the bookstore.
So other than reading, you say that, like, there's other activities you do other than just reading books.
Yeah, you can have conversations with people. You can meet new people. You can drink coffee in a little coffee shop. Just chill.
Yeah. Okay. What was your favorite thing to do at the bookstore other than read?
The coffee. Starbucks. You know that.
Okay.
Caramel macchiato. Mmm. Or frappuccino. Either or. It's great.
Well, what impact does Starbucks have on you? Like, does it appeal to you more, so it gives you more incentive to go there? Is it really convenient, so you don't have to go to, like, a couple places to find, like, what you need, so, like, food and coffee, then you have to go to the bookstore? How does Starbucks impact you?
Yeah, I mean, I've always liked Starbucks, and I really like their coffee, and I've always liked reading, so it's like a win-win. I don't have to drive to Starbucks and, gotta go to the bookstore, but I want to sit in Starbucks and read it and maybe do my homework, so I gotta come back to Starbucks, but no, I got that all right there. You just sit in there, type away, read, drink your coffee, eat a little croissant, maybe. It's fun. It's good fun.
Okay. What was your most memorable moment while you were at the bookstore?
Memorable moment. I guess when I found my favorite book of all time.
What was that?
Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut. I read the first two pages and I was already hooked. And I've read that book a few times now. And I've only had it for a few months. So.
Not to give, like, spoilers or anything, but what is that book? Like, the genre?
It's kind of like dark humor and satire. It's about the firebombing in Dresden during World War II.
Okay.
And also...
There's humor in that?
Yeah, it's satire.
Humor, oh, okay. Satire.
And there's aliens involved.
Okay.
Of course. Being unstuck in time. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a good read. It's weird, though.
Okay, so how has spending time within the bookstore shaped you into the person you are now?
I guess I'm more well-read.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, I'm better at Jeopardy now than I was before.
What was the plus?
Of course, gotta beat my parents at Jeopardy. Which I always do sometimes. It just makes my brain work quicker, so it helps me in my other areas of life, like other classes. I just quicker critical thinking or faster test taking times because I can read faster.
Okay.
So
it's a good skill to have. Especially if you're an English major.
True. True that.
So academically, how has going to the bookstore helped you? Just on a basis, since we just said that it does help your reading.
Well, since I'm an English major, I don't really have to buy all my books from the bookstore, like from the JMU bookstore, like for really expensive. I can find novels I need for way cheaper at, say, Barnes & Noble, stuff like that, which is way nice.
Okay, so price-wise, you would say that the Barnes & Noble books are a lot cheaper than what the university offers you?
Kind of, usually, yeah. I mean, I guess sometimes, let's say I have discount cards at Barnes & Noble. Usually have pretty cheap versions of things, like older books. You know, like they have the kind of nice one for like $12 or $15, right. But they have the, like, just a small one for like $6. Yeah.
So you'll say, overall, you'll say it'd be a lot of money compared to the JMU bookstore just because you're a student and you have different means of getting books.
Yeah, I have to buy a lot of novels.
Okay. Do you think bookstores are as appealing in today's society compared to how they were before?
I mean, I would say they're still pretty appealing because everyone loves it. Like, cause the most, like, Barnes & Nobles and Books A Millions and, like, big bookstores like that, or just, they have, like, coffee shops in them and free Wi-Fi and other things and books. They have music and movies and games even. Like, they're doing pretty well, I think. I don't think people are going to abandon bookstores anytime soon.
Right. I've actually done a paper in a class saying that bookstores are actually dying out. Bookstores like Books and Billions are going out of business because we are moving into like a more technical age. And what are your thoughts on that?
There will be, of course. Yeah, that makes sense, but they'll never truly die out. They're not like Blockbuster, which should have died a long time ago, which is still kind of on its last legs somehow. But because people, like, yeah, the Nooks are great and stuff like that, but people love holding books and, like, just having books laying around. They don't require energy or battery power. You can take them anywhere. They're not, you can take them on a plane. You can take them on a train. You can do all sorts of things. They make great car seats, like, for babies, maybe? There's many uses for books.
So, would you say, like, physical books are more of a novelty rather than practical use? Because there are almost, like, a lot of people own Nooks and iPads where they could just read millions of books online, or you could purchase it and have it on one device rather than, like, on 100 books.
That's way less impressive than having a full library full of many leather brown great books.
For cosmetics, you're saying?
I don't know. I just always liked, like, I really like Nooks and stuff, but I don't know, just flipping
the
pages.
Yeah, I agree.
And the smell of old books.
I don't really have old books, so I wouldn't know.
Spot on. I'll tell you what. They're really good.
Okay. Do you think that bookstores are really appealing to the younger age? Considering that a lot of kids nowadays do have, like, iPhones and, since they do have, like, iPhones and, they're more technically, like, savvy.
To the younger kids, I don't think they're appealing that much to them.
Right.
You know, but there'll always be a few kids that are like, yay, books!
Okay.
Or when they get older, they'll be like, yeah, books. Okay. I don't know.
Do you think bookstores are trying to appeal more to the public, considering that we are moving, like, into technology and, like, the future?
Yeah, I mean, they sell, like, Nooks and stuff like they're at the bookstore itself, and cards?
Oh, like gift cards?
Yeah, the cards. They have gift cards.
Oh, yeah, like iPod, like gift cards and stuff. Like, they have all.
Yeah.
They're selling CDs and stuff.
Yeah,
it's not just CDs.
And they sell vinyl there, too, now, which is getting big. And video games. Oh, they have, like, little board games, too. And they have children's sections with Dr. Seuss. Who doesn't like
Dr. Seuss? They have, like, children's sections where you can basically. You can't.
And they have to
legally drop your kids off.
But yeah, you can roam around the store while they're in there.
Right.
Yeah, just don't forget them. But yeah, they also have you made me forget what I was gonna say.
Music wise or just
no, not music wise.
Movies.
What was it? They have board games there and stuff? Yeah. They have games. They have children's games.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what I was going to say.
So, I know that some bookstores offer, like, events, such as, I actually got an email from a bookstore saying that they were going to have, like, a mystery thing, but you have to pay to get in. Did you ever participate in any events in the bookstore?
No, I'm not an event type guy, you know. I see someone's advertising an event, I'll politely push no on the RSVP. I'm not a fan of events. This involves free food, and I'd probably go. But other than that, free events are a no-no zone.
Gotcha. All right, well, that's sort of all I have for you. Do you have any last remarks with your experiences in these bookstores or that bookstore?
If you have a chance, go into some more bookstores. Don't know what you want to read for your next novel, just go around, skim through some chapters of some books that look good. Can't do that online. Or you can't, I'm not sure. But it feels better in person.
Probably not legally.
Yeah, we're talking legal here. It's legal to read a book you don't own and not pay for it and leave, but download it illegally.
You're going to get into some trouble with that.
Yeah, the 5-0 is going to come get you. You can't escape it, but yeah, bookstores are great. They have coffee and books. And yeah, cool stuff all around.
Okay, well, that's all I have for you. And if you could just read this little line and...
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand that prior to the signing, the oral history deed of gift and transferring legal ownership of the tapes and transcripts at the conclusion of the project, I may withdraw my consent to be taped and may request to have all recordings and copies of transcripts destroyed.
Okay. So do you understand the terms and conditions of this recording?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right. Good to hear. So, that'll conclude our interview, and good night.
Have a beautiful night. Bye.